Morning. Today's daf in Zvachim is Nun Gimel. We're on Nun Beis. We have a little bit more to go before we get to today's daf in the Mishnah. We left ourselves off yesterday, right after the Braisa, and the so we are going to be starting today with the words Maishein Mizbech Benimim Memarkan. But before we get to that point in time, let's just quickly recap some of what we saw yesterday and what is that issue and what we're trying to discover. Yesterday, a day dedicated entirely to the discussion of Shirayim. In other words, after you do the application of the blood, so then what you are going to be doing is you're going to be taking with the remainder of the blood and you're going to be pouring it on the west side of the Mizbech. On the west side of the Mizbech, we'll see more about that later this morning in today's daf. But in other words, by the chatzos, the panimios, it's going to be on the west side of the Mizbech. We'll see an opinion later on that's going to be on the south side of the Mizbech, but in any event, the Shirayim are poured on the yesod of Mizbech. Right now, we could say it clearly. Good. That everyone agrees to. We all agree that it's poured onto the Shirayim are poured on the yesod of Mizbech. What is open for discussion and a debate, which we saw in yesterday's daf, is it essential, is it critical that you do that? Certainly the matana, certainly the application on the four corners is critical, although to be fair and to be honest, even that's not critical, meaning what is critical is to do one of the four applications. After that, the rest of them are mitzvahs, but still, in other words, but they are all important, they're all essential. And pouring the shirayim on the yesod mizbeach, so is that not critical? So yesterday what we saw is a machlokus on this very point. And according to Rav Ada Ba'ava, so the machlokus between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva that we saw in yesterday's daf is actually open and open to discussing and debating that very topic. According to Rav Papa, no. Rav Papa says that they both agree that the shirayim are not going to be ma'akev. Regarding the chatas ha'of, the question is whether or not mitzu is going to be ma'akev. That was the position. The Gemara now is quoting a Braisa, and the Braisa over here now is discussing whether or not the Shayarim are Ma'akev or not going to be Ma'akev. Now again, by the way, let me just be even a little bit more clear. We're not talking about the Chatzas HaChitzona. Chatzas HaChitzona, Shayarim, according to everyone, pouring the Shirayim down onto the Yesod is not going to be Ma'akev. We're talking about the Chatzas HaPnimios. By the Chatzas HaPnimios, where the only thing that's done on the outer Mizbech is the Shirayim. So is that going to be Ma'akev, yes or no? And the Gemara brings down a machlokus on that issue. What the Gemara then wanted to do is introduce us to a Braisa yesterday that seemingly was of the opinion that Shirayim are Ma'akev. That with the chatzos panimius, you take the blood, you sprinkle it in the heichal, on the parochus, then on the mizbeach panimi, and then you're going to take the shayarim and you're going to be pouring it on the yesod of the outer mizbeach. Is that ma'akev, yes or no? The Gemara brought in a brisa yesterday that seems to say that it's ma'akev. Now, here's what I'll do now. I'm going to read through the brisa quickly. So I'm actually going to take even one step further back because the brisa doesn't say it. It's encrypted in the brisa. So if we read the Braisa, and we read the Braisa really carefully and clearly, you're going to see that it says in the Braisa, arguable, but at least the Gemara is going to make the argument. So Amar Rami Barchama Haitana Sava Shirayim Ma'akvis. So what I'm really going to do now is I'm going to go back to the top of Nun Beis Amud Beis. Three lines from the top. Detailing the Gemara quotes the following Braisa. Akonim Echati Osa Shinita Ndama Lamala Velo Osa Shinita Ndama Lemata. So the... When the Kohen takes the Karban Chatzos blood and applies it, he has to apply it to the top part of the Mizbech, not the bottom part of the Mizbech. So Amar V'chi Me'ayin Bata. Now the Gemara says, now a little context. Well, like, where are you coming from? So the Braisa goes on to explain. Mechal Shenemar V'dam Zvech Echei Shafech HaMizbech Lamanu L'nitanim B'matan Arba Shinitnam B'matan Achaz Kiper. So the Gemara says, well, let's go back. Let's remind each other that when it comes to a carbon chatzas achitzona, you really only need to do one application, and that would be sufficient. So look, one application would be okay. So maybe the one application can even be done on the lower section of the mizbech. V'dinu. Then the Gemara says, well, let me counter that argument. Why would you have even thought that? You know, blood that goes on the bottom part of the mizbech, which is the blood of an ola and a shlamim and basically every carbon but a chatas. So you know the blood has to be put on the lower part and it can't be put on the upper part. So in fact, if I take the blood that's supposed to go on the lower part and put it in the upper part, it's no good. So the reverse also should be true. If I take the blood that goes on the upper part and put on the lower part, it should be no good. So the Gemara is saying, basically saying, what's the havamina? You really would have thought that if I took chatas blood and put on the lower portion, it should be fine? The Gemara says, low. Gemara says, no, I can make a distinction. Because blood that's supposed to go on the lower part is no shaychus to going on the upper part at all. That's why blood that goes on the lower part, if applied to the upper part, is no good at all. However, the Gemara says, but you know, blood that goes on the upper part of the Mizbech, meaning Chata's blood, do you know that some of it is going to go on the lower part of the Mizbech? So in other words, it's not totally excluded from the lower part of the Mizbech. It eventually, as a Shiram, is going to go on the lower part of the Mizbech. So the Gemara says, so the Havamina is a good Havamina. It's not a terrible Havamina. To think that if I took the Chatas blood and put it on the lower part, and only on the lower part, it should be okay. That's a Havamina. It's not terrible. The Gemara says, no, it is terrible. Damim ha-panimim yochichu. The Gemara says, well, what about the blood of a Chatas ha-panimis? And now we have to listen carefully, because here's what our topic is. Meaning Chatas ha-panimis, where the Gemara now is going to make the argument about whether or not if... Well, let's see the argument together inside. But in other words, now we're shifting over here in the Braisa to Chatas HaPanimios. Sheyesh mehem krav b'chutz. Look, some of it is going to be offered on the outer part, on the outer Mizbeach. And that, of course, is a reference. That, of course, is a reference to the Shirayim. V'im nasam b'tchila b'chutz lo kippur. But if I only put it on the outer Mizbeach, so then it provides nothing. It's no kippur whatsoever. So the Gemara says, lo. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a good analogy. Because when you're talking about blood of the panimi, meaning chatos apanimios, the mizbech apanimi is memareg. Literally, it empties it out. Now, what that means better, we're going to see in just a moment. But tomer bel yonim, sharei kranos memarkos, o son. I'm sorry, she'ein. Sorry, I didn't emphasize the word. I didn't emphasize the phrase well enough. She'ein mizbech apanimi memarkan. You know, the mizbech apanimi doesn't empty it out. Okay, now again, I'm going to leave that statement as it is, even though it's not that clear. However, tomer bel yonim, sharei kranos memarkos, o son. However, when it comes to the outer mizbech, do you know that when you do the four corners, it does empty it out, finishes the job. So the Gemara says, "Im nasa lamatik sherim." So now we're back to resetting our havamina. So in our havamina will be: look, don't give me the chatzos apanimios. That's different because the chatzos apanimios doing it on the inside doesn't finish the job, whatever that may mean. So in other words, so don't compare to chatzos apanimios. So if I'm not comparing to chatzos apanimios, where am I right now? Left with a havamina that if I take the chatzos chitzona and take the blood, even though it should go on the upper portion of the mizbech, put on the lower portion of the mizbech, it should be okay. So tamalamar osa shenitan damim lamala, velo shenitan dam lamata. So the osa comes to teach me, no, that it's not okay. Fine. So really all this brisa did, if I could distill it, the brisa just simply put together a havamina, that if I took the chatzas achitzona blood, instead of putting on the upper part, put it on the lower part, that should be fine, that's a havamina, and the maskana is the Torah says no. But in the course of this havamina, of setting up the havamina, the Gemara compared chatas achitzona blood to chatas apnimi blood. And the Braisa made a distinction, no, don't compare the two. Why? Because by the chatas apnimi blood, the inner mizbech is not memarik. It doesn't finish it off. Masha'en came with the outer chatas blood, the corners finished the job. Now, I certainly know what it means by the outer chatas blood. What does that mean, the four corners finished the job? It means everyone's in agreement, like I said in the beginning of Shir today, everyone's in agreement with the Chatas HaChitzona, Shirayim are not Ma'akev. Meaning you are going to pour the remainder of the blood down the Yisod onto the Yisod of the Mizbeach, but everyone agrees that's not essential. Everyone agrees. Presumably what the Braisa must mean when it says Chatas HaPanimios, that's not Memarik, doesn't finish off the job, is because even after doing the application in the inner Mizbeach, I still have one more critical job that I need to do. Shirayim. Meaning, isn't that the point of the Braisa? That with the Chatzos HaPanimi blood Shirayim is Ma'akev, it's critical. And that's exactly what the Gemara now is going to suggest. And that's why we brought the Braisa down. And this is where we left off yesterday, but now we understand the flow. Ma'ashem is Mizbech HaPanimi Ma'markam. What does the Braisa mean? Lav Elu Shirayim must be referring to the Shirayim. And what the Braisa must be therefore saying is that Shirayim are Ma'akev for the Chatzos HaPanimi. Right? So Amar le Rava Iachi Teisa Bekava Chomer. So the Gemara says, well, if you're right, So the Gemara says, so can we make now a really strong argument, which would sound like this? Mashiram epnim shesof mchova bechutz asa betchila bechutz lo kiper hanitanim lamala shein sof mchova lamata vasa betchila lamata einu din shlo kiper. Well, look, if the Shirayim blood of the inner chatas is essential, and if I don't do it, so then, and I'm sorry, and if all I do is just the, let me say it again. If the Shirayim blood of the inner chatas is essential, and if I only go to the outer mizbech, and I only go to the part of the Shirayim, and I don't do the inner stuff, so then I have not completed the mitzvah, well, by the outer chatas blood, where the Shirayim is not essential, well, for sure over there, if I only did the lower part and I didn't do the upper part, so for sure I haven't completed the job. Meaning, if you're right, so then the argument would be that there's no way we would have ever entertained that chatas chitzon of blood can only go on the bottom, not on the top. Ella. So the Gemara says, so let's now re-understand the Braisa. Eim mizbech panim mimamarkan, bilvad, ella paroches. No, you know what the comparison and the contrast is between inner chatas and outer chatas? By the inner chatas, we said the mizbech panimi is not memarek. It doesn't finish the job. What we thought it meant was that because there's a shirayim. The Gemara is now saying, no, that's not what it means. You know what it means? It means that the inner mizbech is not the only thing you do when you're in the heichal. There's also the paroches. So I can't compare inner chatas to outer chatas because by outer chatas, it's literally only the mizbech. By the inner chatas, it's not just the mizbech and it's the parochas as well. Adkan. Okay, so the entire exercise over there of the Gemara was, I think there's a Tanu who says that Shirayim of the chatas panimis is ma'akev. We went through the entire Braisa. We thought the Braisa meant this point, and the Gemara says not necessarily. Moving on. Tanu Rabbanan. V'kila mechaper, im kiper kila v'im lo kiper lo kila, divrei Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Akiva, the pasuk says that if you do the hazayos, so then you're mechaper. If you don't do it, it's not mechaper. Amla Rav Yehuda mibnei malon emraim kila kiper im lo kila lo kiper shim chisa achas mikala matanos laasav lo klum. If you missed any of the matanos, you have not done anything. Now again, we're not talking about the outer chatas. We're talking over here about the inner chatas. These psukim parenthetically. I'm sorry, it's not a parenthetical note. It's an important note. These psukim over here are talking about the chatzos pnimius of Yom Kippur, and it tells us that every one of the hazayos are essential. Now, I know we made this point before. In fact, not only that, we quoted this brisa before. But anyway, but we have over here Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Yehuda both darshaning from the pasuk that they are, in fact, essential. So, the Mai Benahu. Now, if you look at the two positions that we just quoted, they're basically making the same point, aren't they? Meaning that when it comes to the Hazayos on Yom Kippur, every one of the applications of the blood of both the Seir and the Par of Yom Kippur are essential. And they're both saying that. And is there a difference between the two positions? So, my Beinayu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad Amar, Mashmas, Darshanika Beinayu. So, one of the Amorim say, really, no, there is no difference. It's just a question of how to darshan the Pesukim. And see Rashi, and I'm not going to go through the Rashi right now. There's a subtle difference in terms of how their analysis of the Pasuk comes about, meaning how they're understanding the Pasuk, but when all said and done, halachically, there's no difference between the two. It's just a question of how to look at the Pesukim. V'chana mar shirayim ma'akve mika b'nahu. And the Gemara, another Amara says, no. You know, actually, there's a halachic difference between the two positions, and that is, in other words, everyone's in agreement that all the applications of the blood of the Paran Seir in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Kodesh are all essential. And the only difference now between them is whether or not the Shirayim that I'm going to be pouring with the remaining of the blood on the outer Mizbeach, is that essential as well on Yom Kippur? Now, once again, we've already seen this in the Masechta as well. You remember earlier in the Masechta we talked about when we're totaling up, racking up the numbers of applications on Yom Kippur, one opinion was that it was 47, another opinion was that it was 48. Actually, we even saw a third opinion that it's really 43. No good. So the Gemara says, but there was one opinion 47 and the other opinion 48. How did we get to the number 48? So in other words, it's exactly this point that the Gemara is teaching us right now, which is that Shirayim that's poured in the Aron Mizbech, is that a critical number? If it's a critical number, you got to 48. If it's not critical, it's number 47. So Tistayim de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Udama Shirayim de Makve. Now the Gemara says, now I think it's Rabbi Yeshua's position that the machlokas over here in the Braisa is whether or not the Shirayim are Makve. How do I know that? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Divra Amr Shirayim Makve, maybe par echad. Umaschel betchila bifnim.
In other words, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi goes on to explain that according to the one who says that Shiraim are Ma'akev, so what do you do if, after you finished all the sprinkling, you then spilled some of the blood, and it was unrecoverable, and before you got to pour it onto the outer Mizbech, what do you do? So according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you have to get another bowl, shecht it, sprinkle the blood in the Heichal on the Mizbech, and then, because you need shirayim, you need leftover, and then take the remainder of that blood and pour it on the outer Mizbech. So Atu Rav Yochanan Leisle HaSvara, so the Gemara says, now, you think Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds of that to the exclusion of Rav Yochanan, and it's not true. V'hamar Rav Yochanan Tanu Rav Nechemi Kedivra Amar Shirayim Ma'akvin. In fact, Rav Yochanan says that, look, if you subscribe to the viewpoint that Shirayim Ma'akev, you have to do the same thing as well. Meaning Rav Yochanan agrees to that. So Ela Kedivra Amar V'lav Lahani Tanai. I'm sorry. Hachanami Kedivra Amar V'lav Lahani Tanai. Meaning Rav Yochanan was just telling you that if you subscribe to those viewpoints, so this is a conclusion. We could say the same thing You could say the same thing for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was making the statement, he was not giving us his own personal opinion. He was just simply saying that if you subscribe to the viewpoint that Shiraim are Ma'akev, so then this is the procedure going forward. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi himself holds like that. So the Gemara brings down now that there seemingly is a machlokus between Rav Yeshua ben Levi and Rav Yochanan in terms of whether or not Shiraim are ma'akev, Shiraim are not ma'akev. It just happens to be that at this point in time, we don't know which one of them holds it is ma'akev, which one who does not agree. Okay, Adkan. That takes us to the end of yesterday's daf. Question, really, distilled of yesterday's daf, is Shiraim of ma'akev? Now again, by Chatas HaChitzona, it's not a question. We know by the Chatas HaChitzona, a standard carbon chatas where the application is only done in the outer mizbeach, so there the shirayim are not ma'akev. And again, we can go back to the other point, which is even all four applications are not ma'akev. Only one of the applications is essential. Going back to a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all the way at the beginning of the fourth parak of the Masechta. Fine. By the chatas apnimios, those of Yom Kippur, the par in the seer of Yom Kippur, the par kohen gadol, the par helam davar shel tzibur, the seerim of avodah zarah, are the blood is going to be sprinkled in the inner mizbeach, and opposite the parochet, and on Yom Kippur into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There is the shirayim going to be ma'akev of achatas apnimios machlokis. Machlokis tanayim could be a machlokis amorayim. I told you earlier that the Rambam, as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, the Rambam said 48, which sounds like he holds that's ma'akev. Okay. We are in the Mishnah. We're on Nun Beis Amud Beis. We're on the bottom of the Amud, and we're moving along now in the Mishnayos in the fifth parak of Zvachim. Again, these Mishnayos are the Kabbanos that we say every morning before Pesukah de Zimra. And so Chatzas Tzibur VaYachid. So now we are talking about a carbon chatzas, right? Progressively, right? You're looking at the Mishnayos, and you want to see the progression of the Mishnayos. So we opened up by referring to we're in Kachi Kadashim. We're in the larger category of Kachi Kadashin, and we started off with the seer of Yom Kippur, the seer and the par of Yom Kippur, meaning Chatzas Apnimios. And so now we're in Chatzas Apnimios, we're scaling back, and now we're going to a standard Chatzas. Both Chatzas Tzibur and Chatzas Yachid. Elon Chatzas Tzibur. Now what is a Chatzas Tzibur? So we know, but the Mishnah here spells it out. Seer Rosh Chodeshim V'Shal Mo'ados. So the seer that's offered on Rosh Chodesh is the seer that are offered on Yontav. We spent a lot of time in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos talking about what are exactly they're going to be mechaper for. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. Shechitasim B'Tzafon, the Mishnah tells us that they shechtim in the north. V'kibol damam B'Klisharis B'Tzafon. You accept the blood in the north as well. In a Klisharis. V'damam Taon Arba Matanos Arba Kronos. Blood is going to be applied to the four corners of the outer Mizbeach. Ketzad. And here the Mishnah actually takes a step by step. Now over here, a picture of the Mizbeach would be really, really helpful. So if you take a look at the Mizbeach, remember, this is the south over here. This is the ramp, the southern ramp of the Mizbeach. And so in terms of orientation, you just got to flip your head around. Okay? So the, whatever.
You're from Canada.
Yeah. So this is the north side. That's the south side. This is going to be the west side. This is going to be the east side. And so over here now, what's going to be happening is that the Kohen is going to go up the ramp. Now, he's not going to go all the way to the top. But what he's going to do is he's going to go around what's called the Soved. That's a ledge. That ledge is from the ground floor. It's six amas up from the ground floor. So that means to say that as he's standing on the ledge, he is now from the kronos, from the corners, over here at the top of the Mizbeach, they are now four amos from where he's standing. From where his foot is to where the top of the Kronos are, so that's four amos. Now remember, the Kronos are cubes, four cubes on the four corners. And the dimensions of each one of the Kronos is one amma by one amma by one amma, right? A perfect amma cube of the four corners, on the four corners of the Mizbeach. So he's going to go up the ramp, but actually, truth be told, he's going to go on a side ramp that takes him to the Sovev, and he's going to be walking around the Sovev counterclockwise. So that means to say that the first corner he's going to encounter, the Mishnah is going to say all this. I'm just mapping it out for us. And that way we can run through the Mishnah really easily. The first corner he's going to be encountering is going to be the southeast corner. Then he's going to go to the northeast. Then he's going to go to the northwest. Then he's going to go to the southwest. With each corner, he's going to be taking the blood. He has a bowl. He's going to be putting his finger in. He's going to be applying it to each one of the corners. Later this morning, we're going to be speaking more specifically about how that application is going to go. Then what he's going to do is he's going to go down the south ramp. And then he's going to pour the Shirayim down the Yesod, onto the Yesod, onto the base of the Mizbeach. It's going to be somewhere here in the southwest corner. Is he going to be pouring on the south side? Is he going to be pouring on the west side? So stay tuned, because that also is going to be discussed and debated a little bit later this morning. Okay, that is an outline. And now we're going to see all this in the Mishnah. Ol bekevesh upon lesovev. So he's going to go onto the ramp, and he's going to then go on the ledge, the sovev. Uvalo lekeren dromis mizrachis, mizrachis tzvonis, tzvonis marevis dromis. Like I just described, it's a counterclockwise encircling of the Mizbeach. Shayare adam ayashofech ayaso dromis. The Mishnah tells us that the remaining of the blood, the shirayim, are going to be poured onto the south side of the Mizbeach, meaning the Yesod that's on the south side. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll say it again. There is no machlokas in any of these Mishnayos. That does not mean that all the Tanaim agree to that which is written in the Mishnah. It just simply means that the Mishnah's presentation is done without any counterpositions. But there are counterpositions. We're going to see later on that some are of the opinion that's on the west side. We'll come back to that.
He'd
have to walk down.
He didn't pour it from the top.
In other words, it's right. We'll say it later in very clear terms. He walked down from the Mizbech and then he poured it onto the Yesod. Yesod Dromas ben Necham lefnim min aklayim lezichre kuhuna. Who is eating the carbon chatas? So it is eaten within the curtains. Curtains over here is a term that takes us back to the Mishkan. But in other words, in the base of Mikdash, it means the anywhere within the perimeter of the Azara, only by male Kohanim. Bechol Meichel, and it could be prepared anyway. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us it can be prepared anyway? Because we're going to learn later on, Karban Pesach can only be prepared roasted. So in other words, this is not a Karban Chatas. This is not the Karban Pesach, this is Karban Chatas. So you could roast it, you can cook it, you can prepare it any which way. Liyom v'layla, you have the ability to, the male Kohanim can eat it that day and the night, ad chatzos. Now, you really have the entire night to eat it, but the first Mishnah in all of Shas, the first Mishnah in Brachos, teaches us that as a siyag l'Torah, in order to protect the Kohanim from not violating an Isser Kares, because if they ate it after night, meaning in the early morning, so then that would be Nosar, consumption of Nosar would be an Isser Kares. So therefore, at Chatzos already, halachic midnight, so the Kohanim are banned rabbinically from eating it, so to prevent them from eating Nosar. Heichi Avid. Now, here we go with the Gemara. The Gemara now is going to be taking us around and speaking specifically about how the application is done to each one of the corners. Heichi Avid, Rav Yochan, Rav Elazar, Chadam Arnosin, Amma Elech, Amma Elech. So, according to one Amora, we don't know which one, meaning it's either Rav Yochan or Rav Elazar. According to one Amora, you have a margin of error, meaning the Kohen is going to be taking his finger, putting it into the blood, and applying it to the corner. Right, the word Kronos and corner, by the way, right, very similar to one another. He's going to be applying it to each one of the corners of the Mizbeach. And you don't have to actually hit the edge itself, the actual edge. But what you can do is you can basically, you are given a margin of error of one amma in any direction. Now, one amma in any direction, by the way, parenthetically, that's the entire length of each one of the Kronos. But basically, as long as you hit one of the sides, that's going to be fine. And the other one says, no, you have to actually hit the edge itself. Critical to hit the edge. Now, over here, the Gemara is going to take us through another machlokas. Now, in order to understand this, a top view is not going to be helpful over here. even though it's a wonderful picture of the Mizbeach, but the top view is not going to be helpful. So let's take a look at it from the side. Now, I don't have a picture of the side, so just stay with me. It's very easy to imagine. Basically, in terms of a side view of the Mizbeach is constructed one box on top of another box on top of another box, and each box that's built on top of it is going to be a little bit smaller. So over here, let's hold the place. So I'm just doing this now just to explain. So basically, in other words, this is the base of the Mizbeach, the foundation of the Mizbeach. And then what's going to happen is another box is going to be built on top of it. And obviously, it's going to be a little bit smaller. Okay, over here, I'm just stacking Sfarim one on top of another. It's going to be a little bit smaller. And so this goes up one Amma. And then the next box that's going to be built up on top of it, so that's going to go up another five Ammas. So in other words, from here until this, it's going to be a total of six. Then what's going to happen is that you're going to put another one. Pass me a tissue box. So then what's going to happen? Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Then what's going to happen is that there's going to be another box on top of that. This is going to go up only an additional three Amas. And then the corner, the Karen, is going to be put on top of that. A Karen over here, a Karen in each one of the four corners. Okay, and this is what the Mizbeach is going to look like. When the Kohen is going around with his applications, he's going to be walking on this ledge. This is the Yesod. This is the only one I'm up. This is not the scale. So he's going to be standing on this Sovev, on this ledge, and is actually, in terms of height-wise, it's going to be almost perfect. Right? Average height of a person is about three Amos. So in other words, height-wise, it's going to be perfect, where now the Kohen just simply lifts up his arm, and he's going to be hitting the corners over here. And so now, here's going to be the debate, the following debate. Okay, I have a corner here, I have a corner here, a corner here, a corner here. And we know with the Karban Chatzos, you have to hit the Kronos. What does the Torah mean when it says Kronos? One understanding, which we'll see in just a moment, is that you have to actually hit the cube. You have to hit the one Amma cube. In other words, you can't hit anything lower than that. Another opinion, which we're going to see, is that no, you have the entire top half of the Mizbeach. Now, if you have the dimensions in your head very clearly, I know this is not to scale, but if you have the dimensions clearly, what is the top half? Anything five and above. Anything five and below. In other words, the in total height of the Mizbeach is 10 Amos from the floor to the top of the Keren. So in other words, so if this whole thing is 10 Amos, so in other words, one for the Yesod, five for the next block, that's six, another three, right? Plus another one for the actual Karen itself. So in other words, so you have now a total of 10. So that means to say that the Chut HaSirka, the red line, is going to be drawn basically one Amma below the Sovev. Okay. So another opinion says that as long as you are anywhere in the top five, that's Karen. Top five, of course, but in other words, somewhere within the corner. With all that stated, the Gemara now brings down the following machlokas. Ki pligi, I'm sorry. Aliba de Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon de Amar. Yeah. Aliba de Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon de Amar. He atzma in anasas ela begufo shel keren de kuleam lo pligi. Now Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon says what I described earlier as a cube. Meaning Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon says that where do you have to sprinkle the blood? Only on the cube, the top cube. On each one of the four corners. I call it a cube. It's one Amma by one Amma by one Amma. So you have to actually hit the cube itself. So then the Gemara says, according to his position, there is no debate. Meaning the Torah says, Karen, what is the Karen? According to Rebbe Lazar Rishimon, it's the entire cube. As long as you hit the cube, you're fine. It doesn't have to be the edge. It could be the right side. It could be the left side of the cube. And no debate whatsoever. The Gemara says, Ki pliga liba de Rebbe. The debate exists within Rebbe. Because Mar Savar Amma Elech Vama Elech Keneged Karen Hu. Umar sever keneg chuda in tfeilo. Because according to Rebbe, you don't have to hit the cube. You can be anywhere in the top half of the Mizbeach. So when the Torah says that you hit the Kronos, it doesn't mean the cube. Kronos means the corner. And now when we say the corner, what we really mean is the edge. Or, in other words, or maybe not. Or maybe it could just mean anywhere near the edge. And this is the Machlokas Amarayim. The Machlokas Amarayim exists only within the Shita of Rebbe. Whereas according to Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon, you hit the cube, it could be anywhere in the cube. But according to Rebbe, it's going to be anywhere the top half of the Mizbech, but on the Karen. So now one opinion is that Mamish has to be the edge itself, as long as it's within the top five Amos of the Mizbech. And the other one says no. In other words, even as we say Karen, there is a latitude that's given, a margin of error, some forgiveness where, as long as you're next to near the edge, one amma near the edge, that also is considered edge as well.
Where did they get this from about this five? Because the Torah is explicit about what the definition of chronos is, right?
No. Torah just simply says chronos.
But it measures one by one by one.
In other words, in terms of the construction of the Mizbeach, yes. But in other words, in terms of the requirement of applying the blood to the chronos, we have a machlokas tanaim. The Gemara is here presenting it. We have a machlokas tanaim. Does it mean the actual cube itself, or does it mean just simply the edge? That's what
the
we just
outer edge versus the top.
Right, outer edge versus the top. Meisvei. The Gemara is going to challenge based on the following brisa. Chatzas atzibur va'ayachid. Now this is going to sound very similar to our Mishnah. But the brisa gives us just a little more details. So chatzas atzibur va'ayachid ketsa matan daman hayolo lekevish upon the soviv aval lo lekevin dromis mizrachis v'tovel. So here in the Braisa, in terms of dipping the finger in the blood, we're given some more details, where you take your right hand, you take the rightmost finger, you put it into, meaning the pointer, and you put it into the blood, that's in the bowl. And now here's what you're going to do. Now, if you could watch, by the way, this will be easier to show than to describe. But you basically take your thumb, because you're going to have a finger that is filled with blood. You're taking your thumb now, and you're rubbing the blood all the way to the tip of your finger, to the end of your finger. Milamala be'etzba ketana milamata. And you're doing the same thing with your pinky, although this would require a little more dexterity, and I don't have it. So the...
it's very tough.
I know. But basically what you're doing is you're pushing the blood forward. V'yori k'neged chudoshol keren, and you're going to go to the edge of the keren. Ad she'mechala kol adam she'be'etzba, until all the blood on your finger is exhausted. V'chein kol keren v'keren, and you're going to do this again for every one of the chronos. So, right. So, hachi... Yeah. So... I know. My fingers are not doing it as well. Hachi kama. The Gemara says, okay. Now, by the way, in other words, from the Braisa, what did you get? What we seem to have learned in the Braisa is that you must hit the edge of the corner, and this seems to be supportive of the position that it's the edge. The Gemara says, no. Hachi kama. Mitzvah bechuda. I avid ama elech v'ama elech leislam ba. The Gemara says, here's how you can read the Braisa. The Braisa is not a stira. The Braisa says, look, licha tchila, mitzvah min amovchar, to hit the edge. But you're given a margin of error. In other words, if you go an amma in either direction, that would be fine. My Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. Now, I know we already went over the machlokas, but outside. Now we're going to see the machlokas inside in the actual brisa. Detanya. Damim alayonim nitanim michot asirka ulamala, damim atachtonim nitanim michot asirka ulamatin divir Rebbe. According to Rebbe, the mizbeach is just simply broken into two halves. Top half, lower half. Top half, top five ammas. Lower half, lower five ammas. And so therefore, the carbon chatzis can be applied anywhere in the top five. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Bamed, Varmamor, and Bolasov. When are you given this very easy way to divide the Mizbeach into top half, lower half? That's only by Ola Sa'of. Ola Sa'of, remember, with the birds, it gets flipped. Chata Sa'of gets sprinkled on the lower part of the Mizbeach, and Ola Sa'of is sprinkled on the top part of the Mizbeach. And here, it says Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Shimon, that's where anywhere in the top five is acceptable. But as it relates to the actual chatas itself, that it has to be done al gufo shakaren on the top part, on the cube, and only on the cube. I'm Rabbi Abba, my Tamid Rabbi Dechriv. Now, what is the support for Rabbi's position based on the following? The pasuk says, "Vahariel." This pasuk in Yecheskel describing the mizbeach. The Ariel is the word in the Navi that's used to describe the Mizbeach. Arba Amos, Ome Ariel, Lamala, Vechule. So here we're talking about now the top part of the Ariel being four Amos. What's four Amos? That's a strange measurement. Arba Amos, Hu Dehavya? What do you mean? The Kronos are four Amos? They're not four Amos. So Amr of Adaba Ava, Umakum Kronos Arba. No. We don't mean the actual Kronos itself. The Kronos itself, as we already described, is one Amma by one Amma by one Amma. It's a cube. No, what it's describing is the makom hakronos. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Makom kronos, dalet havya? What does that mean? It's four amos for the makom kronos? So ela ema rishus kronos dalet. Oh, it means like this. It means that, in other words, from the kronos going down, you have another four amos in which you can apply the blood. Oh, meaning this supports the sheet of Rebbe, right? Which is exactly the point of the Gemara. Meaning this Bryce is supported for Rebbe. The Pasuk and the Navi is supported for Rebbe. Meaning after the Kronos finished, you still have another four Amos below that in which you can apply the blood of the Karban Chatos, because according to Rebbe, you have the top five amas of the Mizbech to apply the blood, as long as you're hitting the edge. Tanan Hasam. Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Midos. The Mishnayos, the Midos, which we're going to see together in the Daf Yomi later, takes us through the second base of Mikdash and literally takes us on a tour, right, going from the east to the west of the entire base of Mikdash. Chut shel sikra chogro be'emsa. This is now the Mishnah and Midos description of the Mizbeach. You have a line, a red line separating chogro be'emsa l'havdo bein damim mayom l'damim tachtonim. So separating now the bloods that are supposed to go in the upper portion of the Mizbeach to the bloods that are going in the lower portion of the Mizbeach. Minani mili, what do I know about this red line? Where's the source for this red line? I'm Rav Acha bar Rav Ketina shenem Rav Aisa Reshes. Ad chatzia Mizbeach. The Torah when describing the Mizbeach of the Mishkan. Now, the Mizbeach of the Mishkan, we're going to learn later in the Masechta, may operate on different dimensions, but proportionally is going to be the same in that there's a reshes. There's kind of like a wiring, a copper wiring that's put around the middle of the Mizbeach. HaTorah nitna mechitza lahavdo bein damim yom ledamim tachtonim. And again, to demarcate the bloods that go on the top versus the bloods that go on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Shayare hadam, Tana Rabbanan. Okay. After the sprinkling of the four corners of the Mizbeach, you then take whatever's left over in the bowl and you pour it onto the Soda Mizbeach. You descend from the ramp and you're pouring it now on the lower portion of the Mizbeach, on the Yisod. Where of the Yisod are you going to be pouring it? So we learned in the Mishnah says Darom, in the south. So in other words, in our Mishnah, it seems to be right over here, in the south, in the south part. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes the Braisa, Yisod Mizbeach, the Yisod Daromi. The Braisa says it as well, as does our Mishnah, the south. Ata Omer Zeh Yisod Daromi, or Ein Ala Yisod Marivi. Maybe it's the west. Now, if you remember Chatos HaPanimios, we all agreed it was the west. In fact, we said it just 2 days ago in the Daf. Yeah. Anun Aleph Amid Aleph. Now, the reason why we know by Chatos HaPanimios it was the west is because it's very simple. Because where are you coming from? You're coming from the Heichal. What's the first part of the Mizbeach that you're gonna hit? You're going to be hitting the west. So in other words, so the blood of the Chatos HaPanimios is in the west. We all agree. So the Gemara says, maybe for the Chatos HaChitzona, maybe it should be the same location. Now, the Torah doesn't say. The Torah just simply says Yisod, but maybe what the Gemara now is going to suggest is, oh, Eino Yisod Maravi, V'yalamit Sosam and Amafurash. Well, by the Chatos HaPanimios, the Torah spells it out. So over here, maybe we should do the same thing, even though the Torah doesn't spell it out. We should learn the Chatos HaChitzona from the Chatos HaPanimios. Amart Yalamid Yiridasam and Akevas Litsiasam and Ahecha. Ma Yitsiasam and Ahecha Besamachlo, Af Yiridasam and Akevas Besamachlo. The Gemara says no. Maybe you're right. We are going to learn it out from the inner Chatos, but we'll learn it out in terms of concept. Meaning, when I have the inner Chatos blood coming out of the Hechal, what's the first part of the Yisod that I'm encountering? The West. So maybe over here, I'll use the same method in terms of determination, but obviously it'll come to a different part of the Yisod. Meaning, when I go down the ramp, which part of the Yisod now is closest to the Kohen? The South. Meaning, it works out that I'm going to use the Chatos HaPanimios, but functionally, by asking the question, which part of the Yisod am I closer to? So when coming out of the Heichal, the West. When coming down from the ramp, the South. So by the Chatos HaChitzona, since I'm coming down from the ramp, so it's going to be the South. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Amar Zev Zeh Yisod Maravi. According to Rabbi Shmuel, both the Chatos HaPanimios and the Chatos HaChitzona is going to be on, going to be the Shirayim are going to be poured on the West part of the Yisod. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer Zev Zeh Yisod Jerome. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says they're both going to be poured on the south. Now Bishlam Adamar Yisod Maravi Kitzav Yilame Yisod Samin Amafurash. The Gemara says, I totally understand how you can make the argument that they're both on the west because the Torah explicitly states about the Chatos HaPanimios, and we're going to learn the Chatos HaChitzona from the Chatos HaPanimios. Good. How can you make the argument which the Rashbi makes that they're going to be both poured onto the south? The Gemara's question. El Lamanda Amar Yisod Jerome My Taima Amar of Asi Kasav Aitana Kula Mizbech B'Safan Kai or Lishna Achrina Kula Bezak B'Darm Kai. Rashi says it's basically the same point, and it goes like this. We've said this a number of times, but let's say it again. You see the Mizbech over here. Now here on the picture, the Mizbech is, in other words, if we were to draw a midpoint of the Azara, demarcating south and north, see the picture over here has Mizbech mostly in the south. Right, a little bit is in the north section of the Azara. The Mizbech is a moving target. I say moving target, I mean that it's not clear exactly where the Mizbech was located. Tanaim argue this very point. What the Gemara now is saying is that according to the Rashbi, the Mizbech, we're going to take, I can't move it right now, but in other words, we're going to take it and we're going to move it northbound so that the entire Mizbech is totally in the north. In fact, Rashi says, not only is the entire Mizbech in the north, but in other words, if you look at the entrance over here of the Ulam, the center of the entrance obviously being the midpoint, the Mizbech is totally to the north of the north part of the entrance of the Ulam. So as you're leaving the Heichal now, which side of the Mizbech are you actually looking at? You're looking now at the southern part of the Mizbech. So what the Rav Asi now is explaining is that according to the Rashbi, the reason why Zev is Zev Bedarom is because Rashbi is of the opinion that the Mizbech is all the way in the north, even north of the northern entrance of the Ulam. So as you're exiting the Ulam with the blood of the Chatzos HaPanimi, so you're going to be going to the south. Same thing is going to be true, obviously, with the Chatzos Chitzona. As you're descending from the ramp, you're going to be encountering first the south.
When they place this, it doesn't comply with the requirement for the red cup. Like when they're wearing the red cup, it should be a line of vision all the way through the opening of the Echal. The Mizbeah would block that.
Come to me after. Whatever. Yeah. Tana. Debei Rabbi Shmuel ka Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We have a Braisa. We're on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel says, now our gears of the Gemara is Ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, right? Or maybe the gears should be Bar Bi Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Omrim Zevzeh Yesod Mar Ravi. Meaning, according to the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel, Rashbi says, west. Now, we had on the bottom of the previous Amud that according to the Rashbi, Zevzeh, both Chatzos HaPanimis and Chitzona are in the south. So basically, they're of the opinion that they moved Rashbi's position, both figuratively and literally. They moved his position. They moved him off his position. And v'siman chamashchu gavrei legavra. And the Gemara says, and if you want a good way to remember this, so you're going to say that the students of Rabbi Shmuel moved the Rashbi, who was a gavra, who was one individual, over to their side. And I mean it figuratively and literally, meaning they got him to agree to the idea that it should be the shirayim of both. The Chatzos HaChitzona and the Chatzos HaPanimi should be done on the west side. So again, like I mentioned earlier, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas in terms of the shayarim of the Chatzos HaChitzona. Should it be done on the west? Should it be done on the south? Again, our Mishnah over here says with absolute clarity that it is poured on the south side, meaning because that's when you're going down the ramp, that's the first side you're going to be encountering. Okay. Let's do a little bit more for this morning. Okay. Ha'ola. We are now up to the Karban Ola. So we did the Chatzos HaPanimis, we did the Chatzos HaChitzona, and now in the Mishnayos we're moving along in Kadshei Kadashim, the world of Kadshei Kadashim, and now we're up to the Karban Ola. Ha'ola Kadshei Kadashim. So the Ola is under the category of Kadshei Kadashim. You'll notice, of course, in the Mishnah, it's the first time the Mishnah introduced us to the term Kadshei Kadashim. The Gemara is going to make that observation. Shchitasa b'tzafon, you shecht in the north, v'kibol damam b'klishareis b'tzafon, you accept the blood in a bowl in the north. V'dama taon shtei matanos. Application is done on two corners of the Mizbech, shein arba, which ends up being on all four sides. I'll explain that better in just a moment. Tuna hesha v'nituch v'kala le'ishim. And also you need to flay the animal, then you cut the animal up into pieces, and it's burnt entirely up onto the Mizbech. That's the definition of a carbon ola. Now the Gemara starts off, Ola Maitama Tanile Kadshei Kadashim. In other words, why here does the Mishnah have to spell out that an Ola is Kadshei Kadashim? We knew that. Anything going on to the Mizbeach is Kadshei Kadashim. In fact, Rashi goes so far to say that even by Shlamim, the part of the Shlamim that go up onto the Mizbeach, the Imurim, is Kadshei Kadashim. So in other words, of course the Ola is Kadshei Kadashim. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that? The Gemara says, Mishum Delok Sivba Kadshei Kadashim Hi. Because actually, if you look in the Torah, you'll see that the Torah never describes this Kadshei Kadashim. So as opposed to the Chatas, where the Torah says, Kadshei Kadashim Hi, or who, depending on whether it's an Ashram or a Chatas. But in other words, by the Ola, the Torah never says it. Meaning it is true, but the Torah never says it. So that's why the Mishnah feels the need to write that's Kadshei Kadashim. V'damatam shtei matanos, hechi avid. And so here now we're going to be discussing how exactly the blood of the Karban Ola is going to be applied to the two two applications and going to hit four walls. So, Amar Rav Nosen v'chozev v'nosen. So, before we get to the actual machlokas itself, here's what we're all going to agree to. In other words, as I mentioned earlier this morning, the yesod of the Mizbeach is the very base of the Mizbeach. We're going to be learning together in just a moment that the yesod extends on the north side and on the west side, not on the south side, not on the east side. The actual yesod, now here in this picture, you don't have it cutting in. Rashi over here, on our daf today, Rashi has the yesod just cutting in on the north, on the northeast corner, cutting a little bit down into the east side, on the southwest corner, cutting a little bit into the west side. But in any event, I'll say it simply. On the south side and on the east side, there is no yesod. How did they do that? The Gemara in tomorrow's daf is going to talk about the construction in terms of how they were able to construct it. It's really not that hard. In other words, you just simply make a mold over here so that when you're pouring the rock and you're pouring the cement, so in other words, it just simply doesn't go out and over there. We're going to talk about that in tomorrow's daf. But in the meantime, however, so you only have yesod on primarily the west and on the north side. So, but that means to say now, but you want to hit the corners. You're going to be hitting the northeast corner. You're going to be hitting the southwest corner. In doing so, by hitting the opposite corners, the northeast and southwest, you accomplish the following. You got the corners with yesod, because you need yesod. And on top of that, you hit all four sides. Because you hit northeast, which is north and east. And you hit southwest, which is south and west. We all agree to that. The only thing that's up to discussion, that's under discussion now, is when you're on the northeast corner and the southwest corner, are you doing it in two steps or are you just doing it in one step? And this is a machlokas. So the Mishnah over here, the Gemara over here presents to us a machlokas. So damatan shematan zechi avid, amar Rav nosin v'chos v'nosin. So Rav says, you do it in two steps. Each corner you're doing in two separate steps. Shmuel amar matana achas kemin gama. Shmuel says, no, you're doing it in one step. It looks like gamma. Gamma, the Greek letter, alpha, beta, gamma. So I can't go through the rest of the alphabet. Okay, no false pretenses. So but in other words, but the Greek letter gamma, Rashi describes that as a chav sofis, basically. It's a 90 degree bracket. Okay, so in other words, basically what you're going to be doing is you're going to be taking the blood of the Ola, and you first go to the northeast corner and you hit it on the corner. Okay, good. And by doing so, you're going to be hitting the north and the east. And you go to the southwest and you hit it on the corner, hitting the south and the west. And Kitanai, and the Gemara points out that this is in fact a machlokas Tanaim. Yachli yizurken ezrika achas tamalam or saviv. Isaviv yachli yikifenu kechot. Now it says surround, so maybe you go all the way around. So the Gemara says tamalam or vizarku. No, it needs zrika. It needs a spritz. So haketzad kimin gamma. So in other words, according to the first opinion in this brisa, you're hitting the actual corner. And by hitting the corner, you're going to be hitting the two sides. Shtei matana shein arba. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, nemer kan saviv, nemer lahalan saviv, ma lahalan pisuk varba matanas, safkan pisuk varba matanas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, no, you have saviv, meaning you go all the way around, just like with the chatzis, you go all the way around. Ima lahalan arba matanas al arba kranos, safkan arba matanas al arba kranos. So the Gemara says, well, maybe you go to hit all four corners according to Rabbi Shmuel, but that can't be. Amart Ola Tuna Yesod, because we know the Ola requires Yesod. It's not the top half of the Mizbech, it's the lower half of the Mizbech. I must hit areas of the Yesod. We've already identified that the southeast corner does not have the Yesod. So you can't be going on all four corners. Keren Mizrachis Dramas Lo Hayala Yesod. So since the Keren Mizrachis didn't have Yesod, so therefore what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be going to the northeast corner, the southwest corner. But when I go to the northeast corner, I'll hit the north of the northeast corner and the east of the northeast corner. Probably the other way around. The east of the northeast corner and the north of the northeast corner. And then I go around to the southwest corner and I hit the west of the southwest corner and the south of the southwest corner. So Machlokas Tanaim, just like Rav and Shmuel debated, in terms of whether it's one application each corner or two applications in each of the opposite corners. Okay, tomorrow we start with the obvious question. Why is there no yesod in the southeast corner? Stay tuned.